بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم الحمد لله we thank Allah سبحانه وتعالى for this opportunity that he has afforded upon us to share, to learn, to study the beautiful lives of the glorious companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Sahabi that we learn about today is none other than a man by the name of Qatada. Qatada bin Nu'man bin Zayd al-Ansari al-Awsi al-Dhafari. Abu Umar al-Sahabi radiyallahu anhu. For us to remember Qatada bin Nu'man radiyallahu anhu. We did discuss recently the life of the Honorable Sahabi Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, very famous Sahabi, who narrated many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. So, Qatada and Abu Sa'id were brothers, meaning they had the same mother. They were brothers from the mother's side. So, Qatada radiyallahu anhu was from Medina Munawwara, and he embraced Islam during the early Medinan period. And from day one, he sacrificed his life in Allah's cause. He embraced Islam whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Makkah. Whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Makkah Mukarramah. So he returned to Medina Munawwara with Islam. And with this passion, with this fervor to share what he had learnt. There's an amazing report narrated by his grandson Asim. Asim bin Umar bin Qatada. So Qatada radiallahu anhu's grandson narrates. Now who is this grandson of his? This grandson of his was a scholar of hadith and nasaba. He was a master in the lineages of all the Arab tribes. He mastered history and the lineage of the different tribes. So where did he learn this from? He learnt it from his father. And his father learnt it from the grandfather, the Sahabi, Qatada radiallahu anhu. So Qatada radiallahu anhu was well acquainted with the lineage, the knowledge and the sciences of lineage. And just for our, just as a reminder, another great Sahabi was a master in this subject or in this field, who used to take Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on gasht, and he would be the guide and the rehber, and he would introduce Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the different tribes, and in turn, knowing those tribes, their lineage, their background, their family, their tree, he would introduce them to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Sahabi was none other than Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So Qatada radiallahu anhu would have been in the same field. Anyway, Sahaba radiallahu anhu's main field was Deen, and everything they had and they knew and they possessed was for the service of Allah's Deen. This report by his grandson suggests that Qatada radiallahu anhu qadima bi kaf ha ya ayn sad ba'da qudum Rafi' ibn Malik bi surati Yusuf. In this istibsar it's mentioned that he, my grandfather, arrived in Madina Munawwara with a surah that starts with kaf ha ya ayn sad. So this is still the early period of Islam, because the surah wasn't even given a name yet. But what this youngster remembers, or what he narrates, is my grandfather brought this surah to Medina Munawwara, teaching this surah to the people and reciting this surah. He had gone to Makkah Mukarramah, had learnt whatever it was possible for him to learn of the Qur'an al-Kareem, and he returns with that surah to Medina Munawwara, teaching it to the people. After Rafi' bin Malik radiallahu anhu returned with Surah Yusuf, فَكَانَ يُكْثِرُ أَنْ يَقْرَأَهَا فِي الدَّارِ. He would always read it inside the house, outside the house, in our vicinity, in our area, and he used to teach it to all the children, all the people. فَكَانُوا يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ بِهِ. And so much he taught that surah, they actually started mocking him. Because most were non-Muslim at that time. It was still the early stage of Islam. So he's teaching the Qur'an to everyone. What we learn from here, make everyone learn the beauty of Qur'an. This was what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught his Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So Asim says, وَكَانَ أَهْلُ الْمَجْلِسِ إِذَا رَأُوهُ طَالِعًا قَالُوا هَذَا زَكَرِيَّا قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ لِكَثْرَةِ مَا فِيهَا مِنْ زَكَرِيَّا عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. Whenever my grandfather used to come, and the Medinans were sitting, and they were chatting, or they were discussing, and as my grandfather Qatada arrives, they mock at him saying that actually it wasn't a mock in reality, but their intention was mockery. But it was an honor for the Sahabi. So they say, see, Zakariya is coming, Zakariya is coming. Meaning he is acting like a Nabi. And also, because Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam's incident is mentioned in the initial verses of Surah Maryam, this is why they're referring to him as Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. So subhanallah, what we learn from here. There's so many lessons from this one Sahabi, this Sahabi's one incident. Allah give us tawfiq to learn from the glorious lives of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. Let's draw something very, very important from here. Whatever we know of the deen of Allah, share it, impart it. It must be disseminated, it must be imparted. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Convey from me what you receive of the knowledge of deen is from me, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بَلِّغُوا, convey it, teach it, impart it, everything we know. This is not only for ulama to share the deen. An incident of the sahabi you learnt, share it. A sahabi's name we corrected, share it. One hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we learned, correct it, share it. The ayah of the Quran we learn, share it. A beautiful dua we learn, share it. Don't feel shy. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah is that every Muslim he came in contact with, he taught him something about Allah's deen. And every non-Muslim that came into contact with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the message of Islam. Every non-Muslim, search for one incident where this system went contradictory. Every non-Muslim, whether that non-Muslim was a captive in the masjid, whether he was a prisoner, whether that non-Muslim was a thief, whether he was a sickly person, even a sick person in hospital, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go and visit, used to share, used to invite. Like the amazing incident of the Jewish youngster in Medina was ill. Allah's Nabi goes to visit him, sits by him, and then invites him to Islam because he's on his deathbed. He looks at his father. Father indicates, listen to Abu Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The youngster recited kalima. He left this world as he departed from this world. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exits the home. He praises Allah. He thanks Allah saying, O Allah, I thank you. Alhamdulillah alladhi anqadhahu bi min an-nar. Allah, you used me as a means to save your one banda from Jahannam. This is the jazba we should have. This is the concern and worry we should have for humanity. Allah give us tawfiq. Everything we learn, share it. Something really interesting about Qatada radiallahu anhu is his famous eye. And every one of us should know this. Aynu Qatada, the eye of Qatada. Radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. To understand this, remember that Qatada radiallahu anhu was by the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on every expedition. He's a Badri sahabi. He participated in Badr. Allahu Akbar. Name your child Qatada, my brother. Name your child Qatada, my mother. Allah give us tawfiq. Allah give us tawfiq. In Badr he participated. In Uhud, Qatada radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received a gift, a bow and an arrow. And he handed it over to me, فَدَفَعَهَا إِلَيَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم يَوْمَ أُحَدْ. And as I was shooting with this arrow, and I pulled so hard that the bent part of the bow actually broke. But now I have no bow and arrow in my hand, and the enemy are shooting at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I didn't move. I am now making myself a human shield for my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَمْ أَزَلْ عَلَى مَقَامِي نُصْبَ وَجْهِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. In front of his Mubarak face, that nothing must harm him. And I'm leaning this way, front and back, leaning forward and backward, so nothing can harm my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without any tool to shoot with. And then I was shot with an arrow on my eye. نَدَرَتْ مِنْهَا حَدَقَتِي بِكَفِّي. My eye came out of its socket
and it fell onto my palm. فَسَعَيْتُ بِهَا فِي كَفِّي إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ I ran with this eye in my palm to Al-Habib صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَهْوَا وَهْوَا. How fortunate was Sahaba رضي الله عنهم that they have Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم to run to. Allahu Akbar. I ran to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And how great are Sahaba رضي الله عنهم that my Nabi mustn't get hurt. He must become a human shield for the beloved of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Qatada رضي الله عنه says, this is a report in Tabrani, in Majma' al-Zawaid, in Al-Hakim, in Al-Isaba, and the books of the history of Sahaba رضي الله عنه mention this incident in such beautiful detail. He says, when Allah's Nabi saw my eye out of its socket, now imagine my respected listeners and my respected lovers of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allahu Akbar. How miraculous is this? Look at the intricacy of the veins in the eye, the delicacy of the eye. How delicate is this limb that Allah has given us, that in the ahadith one can never make the shukr of Allah for the ni'mat of the eye. Quran says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you say? What do you think? Tell me. أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ سَمْعَكُمْ وَأَبْصَارَكُمْ If Allah has to snatch away, if Allah has to snatch your hearing and your vision, your eyes, Allah asks, وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ And if Allah has to steal your hearts, مَنْ إِلَاهُ Which إِلَاهُ Like we learn in the kalima, La ilah. There's no ilah except Allah, besides Allah. Allah is the only deity. Allah is the only helper. Allah is the only giver. Allah is the only provider. Allah is the only controller of the entire universe. Ilah. There's no one who we can turn to in the time of need because no one will help us. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ All those that you turn to besides Allah own nothing, possess nothing. And Quran gives an amazing analogy. مَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِن قِطْمِيرٍ They do not even possess قِطْمِير. قِطْمِير. What is قِطْمِير? My respected lovers of Sahaba, رضي الله عنهم, قِطْمِير is after you eat the date, the flesh, the beautiful sweet part of the date, and then you have the date seed. And if you scrape on that seed, there's like a covering, very, very faint, that's tasteless. That slight, faint cloth or covering around the date seed is called qitmir. Allah says, humanity that you, whoever you may turn to, whichever superpower, anyone of authority, anyone of status, anyone of position, of wealth, all the makhluqat of Allah do not even possess qitmir. Allah, 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 Allah. No one can do besides Allah. See Sahaba where they turn. They turn to Allah Ta'ala. He says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw this eye in my palm like this, dama'at ayna, dama'at ayna, his eyes flowed with tears. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love for his Sahaba radiallahu anhum, love for his ummat, love for his ummat, love for one ummati. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is crying because the Sahabi is hurt. Allah give us tawfiq to love one person from the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you make one person happy, you have made me happy. You've made my ummati happy, you've made me happy. When you've made me happy, you've made Allah happy. Beautiful hadith. Remember this hadith. من سر مسلما فقد سرني ومن سرني فقد سر الله عز وجل. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua immediately on the spot. Allahumma, O Allah, inna qatadata qad awjaha nabiyyaka biwajhi. O my Allah, Qatada has defended your Nabi using his face. O Allah, you cure him. Faj'alha ahsana ayni. Make this eye that was injured in Allah's cause, make it the better one of his two eyes. And make it more sharper than the other. وَأَحَدَّهُمَا نَظَرًا And that exactly what happened. Allah made this eye the better one, and the one that was more sharp, and the one that was improved. Ahsan can mean more beautiful, can mean more sharp, can mean more far-sighted, can be more stronger. أَحَدَّهُمَا نَظَرًا What we learn. When we sacrifice for Allah, whatever it may be, it is better. Either we'll see that improvement, we'll see that that excellence in this world. If not, if Allah doesn't want to show it to us in this world, definitely we will see it in the year after. We'll see it in the Akhirah, definitely, most certainly, guaranteed. Which is the other Sahabi whose eye was also hit and hurt in Allah's cause, in Allah's path. This was during the Meccan period. Uthman bin Maz'un radiyallahu anhu, when he refused anybody's protection, he refused the leaders of the Meccan, of Quraysh, he refused their protection. He said, how can my brothers be going through torture for Allah's sake, and I must go freely, happily, up and about? No, no. And in this interim, when he returned his visa, his protection in Makkah, because he was a prominent individual, and then his eye was bashed, and he was so badly injured. And then he says that this eye that was injured is so valuable, because it was injured for Allah. The eye that is well is actually much less in worth and in value than the eye that was given for Allah. See how Sahaba radiallahu anhum looked at it. Allahu Akbar. So my respected listeners, whatever you may give for Allah, always value that. What is given for Allah is of value. What we hold back is of much less value. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, whenever he loved something, no matter what it was, he gave it for Allah, because actually it is being banked in the bank of Akhirah. That bank that can never be destroyed, that wealth can never be usurped, one can never become insolvent, and one will receive it when one needs it most. There's an amazing report of Al-Asma'i rahimahullah, a great scholar of Lugha, Abdul Malik ibn Qarib rahimahullah. He narrates from Abu Ma'shar al-Madani. He says that one man from the offspring of Qatada bin Nu'man radiyallahu anhu came to visit Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah. And Umar bin Abdul Aziz was Amir al-Mu'mineen. Anyway, when he comes there, he asks this individual, Umar rahimahullah, the great ruler of the Muslim lands, asks this individual, man ant, who are you? So he responded on promptu, in poetry, أَنَا بْنُ الَّذِي سَالَتْ عَلَى الْخَدِّ عَيْنُهُ فَرُدَّتْ بِكَفِّ الْمُصْطَفَى أَحْسَنَ الرَّدِّ فَعَادَتْ كَمَا كَانَتْ لِأَوَّلِ أَمْرِهَا فَيَا حُسْنَهَا عَيْنًا وَيَا حُسْنَ مَا خَدِّ. الله أكبر. How beautifully would it flow from their tongues. How beautiful is the Arabic lugha. Allah give us the understanding of this beautiful language. He says, I am the son of that Sahabi. I am the son of that Sahabi, الذي سالت على الخد عينه, that one whose eye had fallen and had come out from its socket and it fell onto the cheek. And then it was replaced by the cuff, by the palm and the hands of Al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the most beautiful manner it was replaced. And this eye, it became better than the other eye. How beautiful is this eye? And how beautiful is that cheek upon which the eye had fallen. In the other report, how beautiful is that palm, how blessed is that palm that replaced this eye. Allahu Akbar. When he rendered these words, Umar bin Abdul Aziz was elated by this. He was so affected. And then he rendered and he quoted one poem of Umayyah bin Abi Salt. But the meaning goes like this, the wordings go like this, and then the meaning. تِلْكَ الْمَكَارِمُ لَا قُعْبَانُ مِنْ لَبَنٍ شِيبَى بِمَاءٍ فَعَادَى بَعْدُ أَبْوَالًا. He says, this is glory, this is honor. Lot of food, قُعْبَان and قَعْبَان is bowls of milk. But in this context it means to have many, many delicacies, and an 8-course meal and a 10-course meal, food that was cooked with ingredients and with spices and are mixed together, and then they come out from a person's body as excreta and as urine. Fa'ada ba'du abwala, the best of drinks and the best of shakes and the best of mixtures. When one devours it, it turns into urine and in turn turns into excreta. That has no value. This is honor. This is value. What is it? When one sacrifices for Allah and one is given honor by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected listeners, there's something we need to learn from this. That we always attach value to wealth, bank balance, position, status. Allah give us tawfiq. What about Quran? What status Allah will give us for Quran? What status Allah will give us for deen? This is what we should aspire for. We should learn the deen of Allah. Encourage our children to actually gain this honor of ilm, of deen, of striving for Allah, of good deeds, of serving Allah's deen. Nafi' rahimahullah returned from one area. So Umar radiallahu anhu asked him that you were the governor there, you have come, who did you place in your position? He said, Ibn Abza. I appointed another, person, Ibn Abza. So he says, who is Ibn Abza? He says, one of our freed slaves. So Umar radiallahu anhu says, you appointed such a person? He said, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, he is one of the ulama, even though he's a freed slave. So Umar radiallahu anhu didn't ask out of belittlement, he asked out of astonishment. And then he said, yes, you appointed him because he's a scholar. And Allah Ta'ala raises people, nations with this Quran. So Allahu Akbar. This is how we have to gain our honor through the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala will honor us in this world and the next world. So this is where Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah saw value from this. And there's an amazing poem of Allama Busiri rahimahullah, the famous Qasida Burda we always read of. But this is another poem of his. His poem wherein he renders in his Hamziyya. وَأَعَادَتْ عَلَىٰ قَتَادَةَ عَيْنًا فَهِيَ حَتَّى مَمَاتِهِ النَّجْلَىٰ. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hand, Mubarak hand, replaced the eye of Qatada radiallahu anhu to such an extent that till the time he left this world, that eye was al-najla, the more powerful of the eyes. All his life he continued striving in Allah's path, he participated in Khandaq. In Fath Makkah he was given the honor where he was made to carry the banner of his tribe. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam separated all the groups of Sahaba radiallahu anhu according to their tribes for recognition, for recognizing each tribe and showing how Islam had spread throughout nations and tribes and people. And he was given the honor of carrying the Banu Zafar banner, the banner of the Banu Zafar tribe. And that was the honor he received in Badr, in Fath Makkah. And he continued after that, up till the time he left this world. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sending Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu to Sham, and on that occasion also, Qatada radiallahu anhu was sent along. In the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, when he was sending the Sahaba out, and when Umar radiallahu anhu himself was going to Sham, Qatada radiallahu anhu was ahead of him, he was sent by Umar radiallahu anhu ahead. Throughout his life, he spent serving Allah's deen, teaching Allah Ta'ala's deen. There's a hadith that Qatada radiallahu anhu has narrated himself. And his brother Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhum were very close. They both would narrate a hadith, and wherever they went, they would teach the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Among the amazing hadith, one beautiful hadith of Qatada radiallahu anhu is wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha ahabba Allahu 'abdan ahamahu ad-dunya kama yadhallu ahadukum yahmi saqimahu al-ma." When Allah loves a person, Allah will protect him from this world, the embellishments of this world, the fitnas of this world, like one of you sometimes stops the sick from drinking a certain kind of water when it's too cold or so forth. He makes sure that the sickly relative of his or someone close to him is preserved from anything harmful. In the same way, Allah will protect a person from the world and the fitnas of the world. There's an amazing incident in the life of Qatada radiallahu anhu, wherein we learn how to hasten towards good, even though others do not take that opportunity. So what we learn, take every opportunity of neki, and do not consider it as we doing Allah a favor. Allahu Akbar. Amazingly, I sat with some brothers. At that time, a few days ago, he wasn't a Muslim. So I took the translation Quran, and I told him, read Surah 49. And it was so beautiful. Towards the end of the chapter, Allah Ta'ala mentions in Surah 49, in Surah Hujurat, that they are saying that they brought Iman. قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا. Allah says to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell them, you haven't brought Iman yet. You have just embraced Islam. Iman has not yet permeated the hearts. And then Allah Ta'ala also says in this chapter that those who say that, you know, we have brought Iman and we did so much and so forth, Allah Ta'ala says to them, قُلْ أَتُعَلِّمُونَ اللَّهَ بِدِينِكُمْ. Are you trying to show off your deen to Allah that you think you're doing Allah a favor by you coming to deen? Allah has blessed you and favored you by bringing you to deen. Allah forgive us, Allah give us tawfiq to understand the Quran Kareem. But we learn from here that we are not doing Allah Ta'ala favors. Whenever we carry out any neki or any good deed or any al-a'mal us-saliha attributed to Allah, that He gave us the tawfiq and seek His forgiveness, that we can never fulfill it in the manner that He deserves. But take every opportunity to do good. Like a person will look for an opportunity to meet, for this business deal or that business deal. How beautifully, one friend of mine, Brother Ashraf, he said so beautifully, we met one brother out in the path of Allah. Then there was a task to go for another program. So then we were maybe feeling bad because we were supposed to go home. But he said so beautifully, he says, you know, when a person is out on a business trip, there's a deal, and then in that, he's supposed to go back, but another deal, you know, creeps up. He won't say, no, let's rush back because we didn't come here for this. No, he'll also look at that bargain because this. So in the same way for Akhirah also, we did something for Allah's deen, we shouldn't just make a hit and run and return quickly. Actually, we should strive and take more and more opportunities. That Allah is giving us tawfiq and Allah Ta'ala is taking the work from us, we should make shukr to Him for that. So in this, Qatada radiallahu anhu, on a very, very dark night, kharajtu laylatan min al-layali muzlima. It was a very dark night. And he says, I thought to myself, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's masjid is far. But let me go to his masjid. I'll make salah behind him and I'll keep his company because I don't think many will make it on such a cold, stormy, difficult night. So what we learned from here, there were many masjids in Medina Munawwara. Sahaba had their masjids where they would perform salah, and on certain occasions they would meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he says on this occasion that it was difficult, I want to go behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَمَّا دَخَلْتُ الْمَسْجِدِ. And as I entered the masjid, there was lightning. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw me. And he said, Ya Qatada. Oh Qatada, you've come so far. Oh, he said in the other report, مَسْفُرَا يَا Qatada. You know, you came so fast, so late at night. What's the matter? So he said, O Nabi of Allah, may my parents be sacrificed for you. أَرَدْتُ بِأَبِي وَأُمِّي أَنْتْ أَنْ أُونِسَكَ. O Nabi of Allah, I wanted to spend time in your company and I felt that you'll be alone. So I wanted to actually remove your loneliness and be by you. And I knew, O Nabi of Allah, on such a bitterly cold and stormy, dangerous night, أَنَّ شَاهِدَ الصَّلَىٰ قَلِيلٌ. Not many will come so far to be behind you. So I wanted to be behind you. فَأَحْبَبْتُ أَنْ أَشْهَدَهَا. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, after salah, wait, I want to come by you and share something with you. And after salah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me one stick. أَعْطَانِ الْعُرْجَانِ عَفَى. And he said, you take the stick and you use it when you are reclining, when you need it and so forth. And also we learn from there that it is a sunnah to utilize the stick. Ulama explain after the age of 40 and so forth. It is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam. And then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him that when you're going to return, Allah will enlighten your path for you. فَإِنَّكَ إِذَا خَرَجْتَ. When you leave the masjid, it's so dark, you won't be able to see anything, but Allah will miraculously enlighten your way. أَضَاءَ لَكَ عَشْرًا أَمَامَكَ وَعَشْرًا خَلْفَكَ. You will see the light of 10 distances, 10 meters, 10 yards, Allah knows 10 arm length, probably 10 arm length, meaning that amount of distance ahead of you and behind you. And when you go home, strike at a certain point, certain corner in your home, because some jinn, evil jinn has entered. So go there and strike. And then he goes there. And exactly at that point that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed him, he struck at that point, and alhamdulillah, that evil jinn has exited his home. My respected listeners, no matter what the weather, no matter what the condition outside, when it's the time of salah, we should endeavor, like Qatada radiallahu anhu, to be in the masjid. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَشِّرُ الْمَشَّائِينَ فِي الظُّلَمِ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ بِالنُّورِ التَّامِّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Those that will endeavor to go to the masjid in spite of the dark nights, Allah will give them tam nur, complete nur on the Day of Judgment. Allah give us tawfiq. Among the amazing salient qualities of this sahabi and all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum is what Allah depicts in Quran, wherein Allah says, أَتَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. Sahaba prefer others over themselves, even though they have the need, but they always put others forward. Allahu Akbar. One amazing quality of this Sahabi was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam created this pact of brotherhood. So he had a farm, because he was from Medina Munawwara, and when the fruit would ripen, the dates, when they became rutab, rutab referred to the fresh dates. Now, the fruit are ripe, the dates are ripe, and now he would go and make a spare key for his farm. So he had one key. فَصَنَعَ لِحَائِطِهِ مِفْتَاحًا وَكَانَ لَهُ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مِفْتَاحًا. He had a key, but now he made a spare key. And then he goes to his brother who's a muhajiri from another region, from Makkah, who he didn't know few months ago. He didn't know not long ago. But because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made them brothers, he goes to this brother and he says, إِنَّ الرُّطَبَ قَدْ إِحْمَرْ. The fruit are now ripe. It is time now for us to appreciate Allah's blessings. I have a key. This key is yours and you can partake. And then what would happen on occasions, as he would go to his farm, his little daughter would follow him and tag along. And as soon as he would open the door, she would go in. And then sometimes she would take the fruit and he would stop her and, you know, very, very harshly at times because of worry. And then he would go to the muhajiri and he would say, my little daughter, sometimes, couple of times she entered the farm and she took. Is it okay if she had taken? He says, of course. And then he was comfortable with that his little girl would go in, his little child, and take. But his worry was, he didn't want to be unfair to his brother. Allahu Akbar. He was already being so fair. He was already being so, not only fair, but over and above that, generous and kind and compassionate and merciful to those who had left everything for Allah in Makkah. He gave of his own, of his garden. He gave full authority to another Sahabi, to another brother Muslim. Allahu Akbar. This was the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and this was their mizaj. Allah give us tawfiq that when we give, consider it as an investment. It is an investment by Allah. Invest in the banks of Akhirah. Allah give us tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala loves this. And when we're giving for Allah also, give the best. Give what we love for Allah. Really, it never goes unnoticed by Allah. Allah becomes happy. And like that we get the love of Allah. And all his life he served Allah's deen. Allama al-Dhahabi rahimahullah says, he passed away in the year 23 Hijri in Medina Munawwara. And he was 65 years old. So all his life he served Allah's deen. Umar radiallahu anhu performed his janazah salah. And his brother Abu Sa'id Khudri and others, Muhammad bin Maslama. Remember Muhammad bin Maslama? He was on the task of deen with Abbad bin Bishr recently that we discussed. And Harith bin Khazma radiallahu anhum. They all three went into the grave of Qatada radiallahu anhu, and there they buried him in Al-Baqi'a radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Really, how the Sahaba radiallahu anhu served Allah, and they served the deen of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq. We should every day take out time, read Quran, and ask Allah to convey this to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Not that they need it, but really, we need their intercession on the Day of Judgment. So let us take a few seconds to read three quls for the Sahabi Qatada radiallahu anhu and the galaxy of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ